Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive into creating a thriving dental practice sooner.
Yes, welcome back.
We're on episode 3.
Episode 3 already.
Can you believe it?
Time flies.
And today we're diving into a topic that I think resonates with every dentist out there.
Mm-hmm.
The administrative side of running a practice.
Yeah, the business of dentistry.
It's that side of things that maybe we didn't exactly sign up for in dental school, right?
Right. I mean, most of us went into this profession with a passion for patient care.
Right. Helping people, fixing smiles.
Absolutely.
But the reality is that running a practice involves a whole lot more than just clinical work.
That's for sure.
And chapter 3 of Scott Farrell's book really hits the nail on the head with this one.
It really does.
He calls it The Tug of War with Administration.
I love that title.
It's such a great visual, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That image of a dentist buried under paperwork while their dental tools just sit there, idle.
Oh, too relatable.
It's so true. So true.
It's a struggle many dentists face, and the book doesn't shy away from addressing it.
Absolutely. So what really stood out to you from this chapter?
Well, I was really struck by how the book directly addresses this unspoken tension.
Unspoken, you're right.
Between the clinical side of dentistry, you know, the part we all dreamed about,
mm-hmm.
and the business reality of actually running a practice.
It's like there's this hidden curriculum that no one ever prepares us for.
It really is, isn't it?
We spend years honing our clinical skills, mastering techniques.
Years of schooling, yeah.
And then suddenly we're thrust into this world of managing staff, dealing with insurance, marketing our practice.
That's a whole different set of skills.
Like, we're expected to become HR managers, accountants, and marketing gurus overnight.
And on top of all that,
yeah,
we're supposed to be providing top-notch patient care.
Right. Not to mention staying up to date with the latest advancements in dentistry.
It's a lot to juggle.
It is. And the book highlights this all-too-common scenario.
What's that?
Of the overwhelmed front desk coordinator. You know, the one juggling phone calls, insurance verifications, appointment scheduling.
And probably even managing the practice's social media on top of everything else.
It's no wonder burnout is so prevalent in this profession.
It's a real issue, and it can impact the entire practice.
Absolutely. It leads to errors, inefficiencies, and ultimately unhappy patients.
No one wins in that situation.
And the book even puts a number on the financial impact of these inefficiencies.
Oh, really? What's that?
It states that spending just 30 minutes per day on system integration issues.
System integration.
Yeah, like trying to make different software programs talk to each other.
Oh, I see.
That alone can cost a practice $3,750 per year.
Wow, just in labor costs.
Yeah, and that's not even considering the lost opportunity cost of treatments that could have been performed during that wasted time.
Right, or the missed appointments due to scheduling errors.
And then there's the potential loss of patients who get frustrated with the administrative hassle.
It's a ripple effect, for sure.
It really is. So it makes you think, right?
Yeah, it does.
We talk a lot about time management in dentistry, but what about systems management?
That's a great point.
Are we setting our practices up for success?
Or are we holding ourselves back with these disconnected workflows?
It's a question every practice owner needs to ask themselves.
For sure.
And, you know, the book challenges this common misconception that we can just hire someone and all our administrative problems will magically disappear.
Ah, I see what you mean.
It calls this the delegation trap.
The delegation trap.
And I think so many dentists fall into this trap.
I'm curious about this delegation trap. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, it's tempting to think that just delegating tasks is the solution, right?
It sounds simple enough.
But effective delegation actually requires so much more than just assigning someone to a task.
So what does it require then?
Well, you need clear systems in place, defined roles, documented processes.
It sounds more like building a solid foundation almost.
It is. And of course, you need the right tools to support those systems.
Like the right software and technology. Mm. So without those things, delegation can actually backfire.
It can.
And end up creating more work for everyone.
Exactly. It's kind of like asking a hygienist to perform a root canal.
That's a good analogy.
The wrong person doing the wrong job.
Even with the best intentions.
Just leads to problems.
And ultimately, poor outcomes for the practice.
Exactly. So the book really emphasizes that effective delegation starts with having the right systems in place.
It makes a lot of sense when you put it that way.
It does.
It's about setting your team up for success from the start.
Absolutely. And that's what we're going to dive into next.
Sounds good. I'm ready.
We'll explore how to create those systems, build that solid foundation so you can delegate effectively and free yourself up to focus on what you do best.
I'm looking forward to it.
We'll be right back after a short break.
So you know what else really hit home for me in this chapter?
What's that?
It's the idea of shifting our focus from, you know, just the time we're wasting to the actual profits we're losing.
That's a powerful perspective shift.
Isn't it?
I think a lot of dentists get so caught up in that day-to-day whirlwind.
I know, I do.
You're just putting out fires, right?
Yeah.
You're not really stepping back to see the bigger picture.
Exactly. And the book does such a good job of breaking down these hidden costs.
Like what kinds of things?
Well, it's not just about the time we spend on tasks that aren't generating revenue.
Right.
It's about those missed opportunities, too.
The things that slip through the cracks.
Yeah, like those treatment opportunities that we could have capitalized on.
If we had better systems in place.
Right. Or patients who leave because of scheduling issues or a lack of follow-up.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
It's frustrating, and it hurts the practice financially.
And then there are the insurance claims that get denied because of, you know, incorrect documentation.
Or just simple mistakes.
Right, and it all adds up.
It's like death by a thousand paper cuts.
It really is. And the book really resonated with me when it talked about moving towards a modern, efficient practice.
Where technology actually works for us, not against us. Exactly. It's about creating a practice where systems talk to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Appointments are automatically confirmed. Treatment plans are presented digitally.
And communication is streamlined.
It just sounds so much smoother, doesn't it?
It does. It almost sounds too good to be true.
Well, the book argues that it is achievable.
How so?
Through the strategic implementation of things like integrated practice management systems.
Okay.
Automated reminders, cloud-based access.
And of course, proper training for the team.
Right. You can't forget about the training.
That's so important. I've seen so many practices invest in fancy new technology.
Yeah.
But then they don't take the time to properly train their staff on how to use it.
It defeats the purpose.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like buying a Ferrari and then never learning how to drive it.
It's a good analogy.
So training is an investment in itself.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And the book also talks about this technology revolution that's happening in dentistry.
The technology revolution.
It acknowledges that dentistry is undergoing this massive technological shift.
Which is exciting, right?
It is. It is.
Yeah.
But it also points out that many practices are lagging behind.
We're slow to adopt new technology on the administrative side.
Yeah, we're so quick to invest in the latest clinical technology, you know, the newest lasers or imaging systems.
But when it comes to our practice management software, we're often stuck in the dark ages.
It's true. It's true. So let's talk about these modern practice management systems.
Okay.
What are some of the key features that make them so transformative?
Well, first and foremost, it's integration.
Integration.
Instead of juggling multiple platforms for scheduling, billing, patient records.
Oh, I hate that.
You have one central system that connects everything.
Seamlessly, hopefully.
Ideally, yes.
That would be a game changer.
It would save so much time and frustration. No more logging in and out of a dozen different programs.
Just to get a complete picture of a patient's file.
Right. And with everything integrated, you also get real-time visibility into your practice's performance.
Oh, like reporting and analytics?
Yeah, modern systems have these dashboards that let you track key metrics, identify areas for improvement.
It's like having a financial GPS for your practice.
It is. You can see exactly where your revenue is coming from, where your expenses are going.
And how efficiently your team is operating.
Precisely. And that kind of insight is crucial for strategic planning and growth.
So data-driven decisions.
Exactly. Another key feature is automation.
Automation.
These systems can automate so many of those tedious tasks that eat up our time.
Like appointment reminders.
Yes. Recall notices, insurance verifications.
Even patient follow-up.
It frees up your staff to focus on higher value tasks.
The things that actually move the needle.
Right. So it's all about working smarter, not harder.
I like that. Working smarter, not harder.
And let's not forget about digital treatment planning.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Imagine being able to walk your patients through their treatment options using interactive visuals.
Much more engaging than those old school flip charts.
Right. And it helps patients really visualize the outcome.
Which can lead to higher treatment acceptance rates.
Exactly. And digital treatment plans are also easier to share with specialists or insurance companies.
Streamlining the whole process.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we've got integration, automation, digital treatment planning.
What else
makes these modern systems so powerful?
Well, accessibility is huge.
Accessibility.
These cloud-based solutions give you access to everything from anywhere.
So I could, theoretically, check my schedule from my phone while I'm on vacation.
Or approve a treatment plan while you're at your kid's soccer game.
Maybe not on vacation, but you get the idea.
The point is you're not tied to a physical location anymore.
That's a huge benefit in today's world.
It is. You can stay connected and manage your practice from anywhere.
This all sounds amazing, but I'm sure there are some dentists out there who are hesitant to make the switch.
Oh, absolutely. Change can be scary.
Especially in a field like dentistry,
where precision and routine are so important.
But the truth is, the longer we cling to outdated systems,
the further behind we fall.
It's like trying to run a marathon in lead shoes.
That's a great visual.
So we need to recognize that technology is constantly evolving.
And the practices that embrace those advancements will be the ones that thrive.
So for those dentists who are ready to take the leap,
what are some practical steps they can take
to start implementing these modern systems?
Well, the first step is acknowledging that your current systems might not be serving you as well as they could be.
It's about being honest with yourself.
Yeah, the book suggests asking yourself some key questions.
Like,
where am I spending most of my non-clinical time? What tasks consistently slip through the cracks?
What frustrates my team the most?
Those are great starting points.
Yeah, once you've identified the pain points.
Then you can start researching different practice management solutions
to see which one best fits your needs.
And it's so important to involve your team in this process.
Get their buy-in.
Yeah. Ask them what features they think would be most helpful.
What challenges they're facing with the current system.
They're the ones who will be using it day in and day out.
So their input is invaluable.
Absolutely. And once you've chosen a system, don't skimp on the training.
That's so important.
Make sure everyone understands how to use the software effectively.
And how to take advantage of all the features it offers.
Otherwise, it's just a very expensive paper weight.
So to sum it all up, moving to a modern practice management system is an investment.
But it's one that can pay off in spades.
It can streamline your processes, free up your time, reduce stress.
And ultimately allow you to focus on what matters most.
Providing exceptional patient care.
But even with the best technology in place,
there's one element we can't overlook.
And that's the human element.
It's about building a team that's not only tech savvy,
but also passionate about using technology to elevate patient care.
So how do we do that?
Well, it starts with leadership.
The dentist needs to set the tone.
By showing their own enthusiasm for technology.
And actively participating in training alongside their team.
Leading by example is so powerful.
It shows that everyone is in this together.
Exactly. And it's not just about the technical skills.
It's about fostering a certain mindset.
A mindset of curiosity, innovation, a willingness to adapt and grow.
Change can be tough.
Especially in dentistry.
Where we often rely on those established routines.
So how do we overcome that resistance to change?
Well, communication is key.
Explain the benefits of the new technology.
How it will make everyone's lives easier.
Improve patient care.
Create a more enjoyable work environment.
And don't just tell them what to do.
Involve them in the decision-making process.
Listen to their concerns. Address their challenges.
Make them feel like they're part of the solution.
That sense of ownership can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. And don't forget to celebrate successes along the way.
Recognize and reward team members who are using the technology effectively.
Create a culture where innovation is encouraged and celebrated. It all comes down to creating a practice where both the team and the patients feel valued and cared for.
That's the ultimate goal.
Now, remember earlier when we talked about unmasking the revenue drain?
Oh, yeah, that was a powerful concept.
It's about recognizing that administrative inefficiencies aren't just a time suck.
They're a direct drain on your practice's profitability.
We talked about mistreatment opportunities, patient attrition, insurance claim denials.
All of those things can add up to significant financial losses.
And the book emphasizes that we need to shift our mindset.
From seeing administrative systems as a necessary evil.
To seeing them as a strategic investment in our practice's future.
And technology can play a huge role in that shift.
Absolutely. We've talked about integrated systems, automation, even AI-powered solutions.
Like Leverage AI.
Which can streamline so many aspects of practice administration.
Leverage AI is a great example of how technology can help us plug those revenue leaks.
And create a more enjoyable experience for everyone involved.
Their done-for-you solution sounds pretty amazing.
It does. It includes a CRM, AI, integration, phones, omni-channel communication.
It seems like they've thought of everything.
It's all about empowering dentists to focus on patient care,
while leaving the administrative heavy lifting to technology.
I think that's a great note to end on.
It is.
You know, as we're talking about all this incredible technology and streamlined systems, it's easy to get caught up in the bells and whistles.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we can't forget about the heart of any successful dental practice.
The people.
Exactly. Our teams.
Absolutely. Technology can enhance things, make things more efficient.
streamline processes for sure.
But it's that human connection.
That personal touch.
That really makes a difference in patient care.
And creates that thriving practice culture.
Couldn't agree more.
And Scott Farrell, he really emphasizes this human element in the chapter.
He does.
You know, he argues that investing in your team's training and development.
Yeah.
It's just as important as investing in the latest technology.
It's like two sides of the same coin.
Exactly. So how do we create that kind of environment where our teams are, you know, not only tech savvy, but also passionate about using technology to really elevate patient care?
Well, I think it starts with leadership.
Okay.
Dentists need to set the tone.
Lead by example.
Exactly. Show your own enthusiasm for technology.
And actively participate in training alongside your team members.
I think that sends a powerful message.
Yes, it does.
When the team sees the dentist embracing new technology, learning alongside them.
It creates that sense of shared purpose.
Yeah, like we're all in this together.
And it's not just about the technical skills, right?
No, it's also about fostering a certain mindset.
Like what?
A mindset of curiosity, of innovation.
Openness to new ideas.
Willingness to adapt and grow.
You know, change can be intimidating.
It can be, especially in dentistry.
We're creatures of habit.
We like our routines.
So how do we address that resistance to change that some team members might have?
I think clear communication is really important.
Okay.
Take the time to explain the benefits of the new technology.
How it will make their jobs easier.
Improve patient care.
Create a more enjoyable work environment.
Exactly. And involve them in the decision-making process.
Get their buy-in.
Yeah. Listen to their concern.
Address their challenges.
Make them feel like they're part of the solution.
Because when people feel like they have a voice,
they're
much more likely to embrace change.
That's true.
And don't forget to celebrate successes along the way.
Oh, that's so important.
You know, acknowledge and reward team members who are using the technology effectively.
Little things like that can go a long way.
It all adds up to creating that positive culture around technology adoption.
Absolutely.
So it's about finding that balance, right?
Yeah.
Between embracing new technologies and empowering our teams to use those technologies effectively.
It's about creating that synergy.
Where technology enhances the human element.
Not replaces it.
And that's what ultimately leads to a thriving practice.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to circle back to something we talked about earlier.
What's
the concept of unmasking the revenue drain?
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
It's such a powerful idea.
It is.
It really gets to the heart of why administrative efficiency is so crucial
for a successful practice.
You know, it's not just about saving time.
Right.
It's about maximizing profitability.
Creating a sustainable business.
We talked about all those ways administrative inefficiencies can lead to lost revenue.
Yeah, the missed opportunities, patient attrition, insurance claim denials.
And those losses can really add up.
Especially over time.
The book stresses that we need to shift our mindset.
From seeing administrative systems as a burden.
To seeing them as an investment.
An investment in our practice's future.
And technology can play such a huge role in that shift.
It can. We've talked about integrated systems, automation, even those AI-powered solutions.
Like Leverage AI.
Yeah, Leverage AI is a great example of how technology can help us plug those revenue leaks.
And create a more enjoyable experience for everyone.
Their done-for-you solution sounds pretty comprehensive.
It does, with the CRM, AI, integration, the phones, omni-channel communication.
It's like they've taken all the pieces and put them together.
It's all about empowering dentists to focus on patient care.
And let technology handle the rest.
So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave our listeners with this final thought.
Okay.
Building a thriving dental practice.
Yeah.
It's a journey, not a destination.
It's about continuous learning.
Adaptation.
Willingness to embrace new ideas.
And new technologies.
And remember, you don't have to go it alone.
There are resources out there.
Like Scott Farrell's book.
And solutions like Leverage AI.
To help you navigate the complexities of practice management.
And ultimately create a practice that truly thrives.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into creating a thriving dental practice sooner.
It's been a great conversation.
We'll be back next time with another insightful episode.
To help you build the practice of your dreams.